This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's Shippers here. We're going to get to a sports weekend where let's go in order of games. Gophers, Vikings, Wild and Wolves started at the same time, so they have to be in tandem. They all played inferior teams and played lousy, every one of them. But I have a Snickers question for you. I just had a Snickers, a small size. And Dave Harrigan and Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11, they were hectoring me a couple weeks ago when I said, I think the frozen Snickers is the way to go compared to room temperature and refrigerator. And then my stepson, Michael, brought over a couple Snickers bars, and I put them in the fridge, and then I actually text Rena and said, you've now peer pressured me away from the freezer. I feel like I've lost my conviction. If Chip Scoggins is going to have an ideal Snickers, room temp, fridge, or freezer?
I do room temp just because it's more convenient. Oh,
stop. Maybe because you're American.
Stop. And I'm American. I can go either way, but I just don't. Like, if I get a Snicker, I don't come home and say, well, I better put it in the freezer because it's going to taste so much better.
It does.
I'm unwrapping it either right there. No, I can't wait. I can't wait for the whole process to cool down.
How about your milk? Do you leave that like laying around on the table too, room temp? I mean, you're an American. You make a nice steak, you leave it right there on the table so it's good for you?
Am I wrong about this? So I grew up in the South where you had milk for dinner, right? Like, that's for supper. That's what you had. Like, I don't like milk in the morning, but I love it with my dinner. Is that reverse?
It's so funny because I was talking about milk the other day. I will probably about four times a year buy cereal in five straight days for breakfast, think it's the greatest thing ever. And then I'll go, I'm good. I'm good for about 4 or 5 months now. I'm good. I cannot tell you the last glass of milk I've had on its own. I think it has been years.
Really?
Years. I don't like the taste of milk on its own.
I go through about a gallon a week. I love milk for dinner.
Your bones are very strong.
Well, I think it's a product of growing up in the South. That's just what we did, right?
Dave?
I don't know if it's a thing in Minnesota, but in the South we had milk for dinner.
Dave? Now, I did too growing up. I agree. Maybe I'm just so sick of it. Dave, how often do you just have a glass of milk?
A couple times a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, and like Chip, it's always in the evening, whether it's with dinner or perhaps I'm grabbing a little snack or something, you know, before bed. Sometimes a glass of milk is just exactly what you need.
I agree. Yes. I love a glass of milk before milk, bed, yeah. But I don't drink it in the morning. I'm an orange juice guy.
Now, how about cereal? Do you still have cereal at all?
You know, I love cereal, but I've cut it out. Like, I could sit there and eat bowl after bowl of Fruity Pebbles or Frosted Flakes. I like the really, really bad kind for you.
Yes,
I mean, it is so, or Captain Crunch. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. When you think of a cereal growing up, probably not healthy, what was your cereal? For me, it was Lucky Charms. I love
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. And I see if the charms for the end, too. I tried to separate. I was concentrating, leaving all those charms to lerp that up.
So mine were, I had a rotation, my four man, my four corners. It was Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, Captain Crunch, and Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
All of them good for you, I know.
Yeah, dentist office was like next door, or?
What's that?
Dentist office was right next door?
If I had, what would I need for my starting five? I'd need more.
Yeah. Who else are you adding?
Throw in Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa could be, yeah. Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right, speaking of cuckoo, if you're a Jaguars fan, man, it's been a tough, I mean, and it started so promising. I mean, you went to the AFC Championship game very early. Then you had, was it Del Rio? By the way, Del Rio in some trouble with potentially a DUI in Wisconsin, and now he's gone. But where they had some playoff success. But, man, that looked to me, as a guy who doesn't watch a lot of Jags football, like a vintage Jags performance yesterday. I mean, the numbers, Chipper, are just staggering.
Yeah.
82 plays for the Vikings. 8 of 10 drives ended in Jacksonville territory. 403 yards to 143 yards. 47 plays in Jacksonville territory, and somehow, some way, your club scored 12 points, even with all that data. It's impossible.
It was the most lopsided close game I think I can remember watching. I mean, it should have been 35-7. That's what it felt like.
Yep.
Jacksonville just has no talent, and their quarterback, how do you like that? You know, you're stuck with Trevor Lawrence and all the money you sunk into that, much like Daniel Jones and the Giants. They're not good, and the fact that that was even a game, I mean, it's just Darnold, right?
That's talked
about it last week.
100%.
I mean, what they did on offense in terms of production, moving it up and down, defense was outstanding, you know, going against Mac Jones, who was so overwhelmed, but we talked about it. I mean, these turnovers are going to be a problem, and you can get away with beating Mac Jones in Jacksonville, but if you're in a playoff game, if they don't fix this, it's going to be a big problem.
I think this is your column one day this week. It's time to enjoy and embrace the Sam Darnold experience. He goes back to pass. He might run because he's a pretty good runner. He might throw it into a small window because he's done that a lot. And he might throw it to the opposing player who's literally standing next to him. You just have no idea because, again, you're watching a couple of those plays and you're like, what are you thinking now? All three were to Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a little suspicious that because our guy Jets is, it's not Carter-like. It's not Moss-like, it's not Diggs-like, but there's some body language that is starting to appear a little more out of our stud wide receiver. Do you think Darnold's feeling a little pressure to throw the ball more to JJ?
I don't know. I mean, Jefferson, you could tell, was frustrated on the third one where it was just, it was supposed to go to the outside, to the pylon, and the back of the end zone. You can see the look of, or body language, the exasperation on JJ. So I don't know that he's hearing that behind us. I mean, they throw it to him all the time. I mean, how could he, what would he be frustrated about other than not completing, you know, the passes? But, I don't know that that's an issue. I think it's, Jefferson gets frustrated when they don't connect on ones that they should. But were you like me, and I'm sure fans are like this, after the, well, the fourth one, it didn't count because of the penalty, but he threw a pass down the middle of the field, and you couldn't see where it was going.
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
My first instinct was like, oh, boy. Like, every time you start to throw the ball down the field, now you wondered, was it going to be an interception? I had lost complete faith of him throwing the ball down the field, and that's why I go back to that, Chad. Third and one, and they just need a field goal to put that game away, and O'Connell calls a pass. In that situation, I'm like, what? Run the ball.
Here's what I saw at Chip Scoggins. Capital letters, everyone. Run, dot, the, dot, ball, dot. And you're 1,000% right. And his explanation afterwards and his likable way of, you know, they're up and they're challenging us. No, your guy has the same confidence Chip had at prom as a 16-year-old. None. No confidence to close the deal. Just hand the ball off. I also could make an argument. If Aaron Jones is that beat up, should Aaron Jones even be on the field when Cam Akers is pretty decent?
Yeah. I mean, he had a couple of nice runs there. And I think, if I'm right, Jones was back at that point, right? I mean,
yes, he was. He gained the 9 yards, Chipper. So to get it to third and one, he's out there. And at one point when he left, it was like, oh, my God. And it's like sternum, or if he lands on his side, it hurts. Guess what? When you're running back, you have a tendency to land on one side or the other.
Yeah, they were loading the box or whatever, but considering how that day had gone, I don't think anybody would have said, what are you doing, if they ran the ball and it fell short. I just didn't understand that one at all. So it was one of the weirdest games I can remember watching when you look at just the stats and what the final score was. But it'll be interesting to see. I don't know that it will, if this affects the way O'Connell calls games, because he's shown no matter what, he's going to foot on the gas and want to be aggressive. But you almost have to when the guy is throwing interceptions like that, right? Don't you have a little bit of hesitancy calling the shots down the field?
Man, this is our conversation the last 6 months. He has his whole persona since – I love whoever came up with the first Manny Camp, because there's so many mini camps – has been, I believe in you guys, we're going to be aggressive. I believe in you guys, we're going to be aggressive. And third and one is an example, Darnold throwing the ball. Now, at any point yesterday, were you saying, let's sign up again for the Nick Mullins experience?
No. That's why I was watching on Twitter. People were like, you got to pull him. You got to put Mullins in there. I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah,
like, what?
No.
Nick Mullins, he had so many turnovers last year. That's kind of his MO too. So
he would say to Sam Darnold, hold my beer. Let me show you how to do this every other play. You do it every five plays.
Yeah, I don't see that as an option, nor would I do it. I think you just have to, if anything, I would just be more conservative with my play calls, but that's not what O'Connell does. He says, I'm confident in him. I'm staying aggressive. This is the way I call a game, and we're going to figure it out. So, but man, it is, you're right. It is an experience.
Zero. Okay, let's turn the calendar ahead. It's January 10th. They open up at home, but they're playing a good team. Okay, this is in the playoffs. They're playing a good team, and Darnold just keeps playing this way. And by the way, he might have a three-game stretch now where it's seven TDs and one interception, and then the next week it's three interceptions, one touchdown. This is just who he is. He's better because, man, look at those weapons. Man, Aaron Jones, T.J. Hockenson. How about the Oliver catch yesterday? What a phenomenal catch. Jefferson. Addison, you don't have Darisov and Robinson solid again. So you need Sam Darnold to play a very good game of football. 0 to 10, how confident are you? Chip, Dave and I both agreed on this one. 4. Close to half, but not quite halfway there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I say. I would say below 5. Yep. I mean, because – based off last 2 weeks, right? 5 interceptions last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Not saying he can't do it, but this is what he's been in his career, and they mitigated it early on the season, and the turnover problem has come back up to light. And so I wouldn't have a ton of confidence that he would play a clean game.
Let's pause. For sure we're talking Gopher football, and we'll try to work in the Wolves and Wild. But Gopher football over the weekend – did it just turn into a typical PJ Fleck season outside of 2019? And then, by the way, I haven't looked at the text yet because we started talking cereals. What was your cereal growing up? And by the way, I don't want to hear if it was what? Shredded oat?
You know? Shredded wheat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, get out of here with, bark. You know, if you're just pouring milk over bark, get out of here. What was your sugar-laden cereal growing up? 651-461-9226.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, before I get back to Chip, and let's get to the golfers. Cereals coming in. Frosted Flakes. Where are you standing, Tony the Tiger, Chipper?
Big fan of Frosted Flakes.
Rice Krispies with banana and sugar. Your former colleague, my father, used to love to put berries on his cereal. It made my skin crawl. I don't like berries on cereal. Harrigan, you're with me, right?
Does that mean you're anti-Captain Crunch Crunchberry?
Those are fake and they're terrible.
Real berries.
Give me those. Keep the real healthy berries away.
Yeah, cereal is cereal. It belongs separate, only with milk to join in that bowl.
More text. We always ate Body Buddies. What is that?
It's got to be one that comes out of the bag.
Sugar Frosted Flakes. My feeling is, this is a great text. The worse the milk looks after finishing the cereal, the better the cereal was. That is accurate.
That's awesome.
Super Golden Crisp, Golden Grahams, Captain Crunch, Crisp and Quick, Sugar Pops. How about this one? Last time I had Lucky Charms 20 years ago, I ate the whole box with a half gallon of milk in one go. Wait for it. Threw it all up in 10 minutes after it's gone. Yeah, I was very stoned that night. It's a very honest texter. Okay, I watched almost all of your Gopher football team, and you know, confirms that their stud running back is out, and Shiano knows how to coach. And, you know, they're not dreadful. But you know what? We talked about it last week. The Illinois game is the type of game that they normally lose at this point in the season. They did it. So here you go. Win this game. You're in fifth place. And then you're staring at Penn State here. No, the hype isn't 19. But all of a sudden, then you're looking at Chip, maybe flex, clear cut, second best year while he's a head coach. And I just, their offense just did nothing. And I know we raved about Taylor last week. You wrote about Taylor last week. And he was not healthy.
He's hurt, yeah.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's 10 for 28. And they don't have their studs. And they got two other guys who run for 70 and 60. And they just couldn't move the ball. I swear to God, if I went to do something else and came back, hey, it's another Gopher punt. Hey, it's another Gopher punt. The quarterback, the offensive line protection was getting worse by the play. It's a bad loss.
It was a disappointing loss for a number of reasons. You're sitting there after a four-game winning streak. You're looking at the way you close. You're thinking, hey, maybe one of those Florida bowl games on New Year's Day is in play now. And to come out and just, quite honestly, just perform terribly in all three areas. I thought defensively they were way, way too conservative in the first half.
I agree with
you. Pass rush wasn't there. The defensive backs were way off the line. They weren't pressing. And we can say what you want about Ethan Kallik-Manis' accuracy, But if you don't put pressure on him and you back off the receivers, he's going to make some plays on you, and he did in the first half. I thought the second half, their offensive line, that was as poor performance by their Gopher offensive line that I can remember. They just were not anywhere close to where they need to be in their standard, and it affected Brosmer. He was wild. They could not run the ball at all. Then you had the really bad turnover that cost them gifted Rutgers points there that changed the game. They had some special teams miscues. It was just all around just a really, really deflating performance and loss. And now, you know, it was one of those games that reminded me when there was the Big Ten West, they're in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And you're thinking, hey, this is our year to get over the hump and win the Big Ten West. And they would have a game like this where they just don't play up to what they need to be against a team that you can say inferior, on par, whatever. Because I think if you look at the Big Ten, teams 5 through 16 are
really
up.
I agree.
I mean, look at we're looking at the standings today. The 16th team in the standings right now is the USC Trojans. So there's not a big gap between 5 and 16.
And no way are they really the 16th best team.
No, but if they've lost games, and that, you know, probably came down to a few plays, including the Gophers. And so it was that's the kind of loss that just takes the wind out of a program's sails and their fan base particularly.
Last thing, I was probably 70% Wolves, 30% Wild, maybe even more Wild, because – I don't know how much you watched that Wolves game. It was a terrible NBA game. This is from a guy who still loves the NBA, but man, I mean, just missed open shots, turnovers, questionable coaching.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a good game. And listen, Chicago's not very good. I just feel like the Wild are off to such a good start. I still hate that you get any point when you lose. I mean, maybe go to the 3-point system that people talk about.
Yeah.
3 points for a regulation win, 2 for overtime win, and 1 for the tie, or at least getting there. Maybe you have to tie and get to the shootout. To me, that's a loss. But
yeah.
It just was a sloppy performance. And even at the end, and some is on Finch. I got it. But you still just execute. Okay. Still. Ant and Alexander Walker, are you switching or not? Okay, I didn't have a problem. I honestly, because Love's out there, Rudy can't guard Love outside. Okay, and if they're switching, but Alexander Walker and Edwards had no idea whether they're going to switch or not. That's why Alexander Walker, who's really played well this season, I don't want to downplay though, he has been the surprise of the year. He's probably been the third or fourth best player, honestly. But he waits because – I don't know. That's not Ant's strength. And then he overreacts and fouls it. And then they know a foul's coming, but I don't get the confusion on, wait, why is Edwards going? Then if he's changing the play and Ant takes one step to not inbound the ball, keep going, Ant.
Keep walking.
You're not timid. This is Anthony Bleepin' Edwards who says
that's
and does anything. Just keep walking. It was an unforced loss when you're just without Butler, they're a lot better than Miami.
Well, I watched that game. I didn't see any of the Wild. I thought the last 3 minutes for the Wolves, both offensively and defensively, were completely chaotic and skittish. I mean, it was just really poor possessions. The taking the Rudy off the floor and not giving yourself somebody back on the rim protection, you have to have better communication between Nah. I mean, Nah hesitated. I mean, he just looked.
That's why.
Sure.
It seemed like
he was
convinced that they weren't switching and that Edwards was going to fight through it.
Well, and then you leave Mike Conley on the floor, and he's struggled here of late.
Yep.
And when it gets down to 3 seconds and Ant starts to walk off, like, hey, I got to take this shot, and then he's back. You know, they put him, you know, he's inbound the ball. That whole thing was just chaotic. And I know Finch took responsibility for it, but it was, for a veteran team, that last 3 minutes should not happen. I know they have some new pieces, but that was just too chaotic.
Yeah, I'm not even being by them. Listen, I am a big-time supporter of Finch. I really think he's one of the 5 or 6 best coaches in the game. I mean that. And some of that is a reflection on him. I still would take him. right? That just that wasn't a team that was all synced in. But on the switch, they all might have been synced in, and either Nau or Edwards screwed up. I mean, some of it's on Finch, but some of it, we know what we're doing every time here. Let's do it. And then if he calls one play, and TV showed him, you're watching it, showed him call one play. Apparently he then switched. I don't think you can switch that late, man. You got to.
No.
You got to anticipate. You got to think, okay, they're going to foul, right? They're going to play the foul game. So what play am I calling? And then to call and then say 5 seconds later, no, we got to switch. You're adding the confusion. All right, man. Go have a go grab some Cocoa Puffs or Captain Crunch. Actually, buy about three of them and combine them and just enjoy.
This might be a Fruity Pebbles night, there, buddy.
All right, Chipper. See ya.
See you, bro.
34 past two. Here's what I would like. I would love for you to call in and honor a veteran in your life. Somebody's with us right now. Someone who's passed, someone who means the world to you or meant the world to you. It's Veterans Day. I also want to touch on a bit of the Michael Strahan controversy about how he stood for the anthem as he was part of the Fox broadcast, but a little bit on that, but more. Call in. Honor someone. It's your dad. It's your mom. It's your wife. It's your husband. It's your best friend. It is Veterans Day. I would love to hear from you. And if you want to send a text too, you can do that also. 651-461-9226. Veterans Day. Who do you want to honor? 651-461-9226. Susan, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO Radio.
I want to honor my daughter, Kate. She was in the Army National Guard for 22 years and just retired this year as a major. But she also flew Black Hawk helicopters in Iraq and Kuwait.
Wow.
So she was deployed.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Susan, very kind of you to reach out. Thank you so much to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Mary, go ahead. You're on WCC Radio.
Hi, Chad. I would like to honor both of my children. They're both officers in the Air Force. My daughter's been in Iraq and Afghanistan. My son was in Afghanistan. He is now in charge of mission support, which supports our families at Ellsworth Air Force Base. My daughter is working at the Air Force Academy mentoring cadets. I also want to honor my brother, who is a Vietnam vet, and I'll never forget the day he left for Vietnam. I was 15 and he was 19, and he was in the infantry in the Army, and he, of course, returned a year later, but never spoke of it, but I really respect him. And also, Chad, I'd just like to say we as civilians don't realize what families go through so much. And I'd like to honor all the families that support their families and their loved ones while being deployed.
I think that is right on. Thank you so much. Dave, I want you to grab line one, and then I'll just speak on this. I think Mary's right on, right? My late Uncle Harold served this country in Korea. Amazing individual. Highly decorated. My Uncle Harold made my father look like a quiet personality. I mean, wasn't close. I'm not kidding. Wasn't close, the bigger personality. And I loved Uncle Harold. He was great. Uncle Harold's the one I've told this story before. We're out to lunch years ago, and he looks at me and goes, Chad, are you a giver or are you a taker? I loved him so much. I just said, of course, I'm a giver. What was I supposed to say at that point? But that was his point. You can be one of two people because he was just so kind, and he was reluctant to talk about it. What made it great, too, was to see Harold with his family, you know, and I was part of family, but his wife Joyce and his great daughters and just the unbelievable love they had for him and all of it. richly deserve. Let me get to a couple texts here. My late father, Merchant Marines and Army Reserves, my sons in the Navy and the National Guard for 10 years. Thank you so much. My husband was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. He was shot down weeks before his one-year duty was about to end. He was listed missing as action. His status was later changed to killed in action, but his remains were never located. Thanks for taking time in your show to remember. I just can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for anyone, thank you when they volunteer in any manner. And it's so rewarding all throughout. In a case of you're involved in combat and to be a loved one and to wait for a call you're dreading or to be concerned about that and have something like this, we're missing in action. And you never want to give up because there are amazing stories where people are found. But then to never get resolution, that's so hard. I'm so sorry about that. Diane has called in. Diane, thank you very much for listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi. I would like to honor my dad. He's 92, and he is a Korean War vet, and he spent the last week in the hospital, and he's still there, and he is an ornery old git, but he served.
That's good.
And he's still giving us all hell, putting us all through hell,
yes.
But he did serve, and I would just like to honor him.
Beautiful. I hope he stays, I hope he keeps driving you nuts for a long, long time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Dwayne has called in. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Good afternoon. I'd like to give a shout-out to my father, Oscar Myers, Master Sergeant Oscar Myers. He served in the Company C, 99th Signal Battalion in the Army, and they all served in the South Pacific. They hit all the bad stuff, Saipan, Tinian, Guadalcanal, everything, right with the Marine Corps. As soon as the beachheads were established, those guys would go in and set up communications right behind them for everybody to be able to stay in communication, know where they're at, what they're doing.
Can't imagine.
And I was fortunate enough to meet about 90% of the guys that came back with him. They had a reunion every 2 years while I was a kid growing up, and I got to go to those reunions 2 or 3 times. And
bet that was great.
Meet their families. It was great. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. That's beautiful. Appreciate it. It's 49 past 2. A bit of this Michael Strahan controversy or non-controversy with Jason. And, of course, stick with Jason all throughout the afternoon here on CCO. I normally don't watch the pregame shows, but Q was there. And we were getting ready for the Vikings game. And so he's working the clicker, and he clicks over to Fox, Channel 9, where the Vikings game was. And so they're at this naval base in San Diego honoring veterans. And as the national anthem is played, they very briefly showed everybody in the cast. I think there's 500 people on the cast. And the main crew, hand over heart. Michael Strahan, hands dangling down in front of him. It didn't grab me right away like, as Jason's here, like, whoa. What is he doing?
Hates America, clearly.
Yeah.
They got him. You got him, everybody.
Yeah. It didn't strike me for 1 second, but because everything's a controversy, text all over the place, what's wrong with Strahan? Now, let me also add, Michael Strahan grew up, military family. Father served in the U.S. Army for 23 years. I've never seen anything indicating that Michael Strahan, for one split second, was anti-military, anti-American. I know the code suggests hand over heart. But let's say the next time you're at a Wolves game, Wild game, Vikings game, and the national anthem is taking place. How many people have hand over heart versus just they're standing?
Most are just standing.
I agree. Don't you agree, Dave?
It's probably about 50-50.
Right?
I don't know.
Right?
I usually just stand.
To be honest,
I guess I hate America too.
Right? Apparently I do too, because I don't. And again,
hand over heart. I love this country more than most.
Yeah, more than the two of us.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know how we're here. This is just seeking out an issue when nothing is there, right?
We've never been dumber as a society. Like, we used to have a time, we used to be a real country. And now, we take...
Speaking of hating our country.
One frame...
What a reversal that was.
One frame of video. Because
it's like
just,
a split second, too.
It's, who knows if he had his hand over his heart?
At the start.
And also, like, the people who think that this indicates how much you care about the country.
It's a joke.
We are so unabashedly, untimidly foolish. It's almost all because of social media. Right?
Who's the king of social media in this town?
Make sure you can follow me on...
Who's driving the hate?
Reds.
Yeah.
Blue Sky.
Yeah.
I'm all of them. I'm on all of them.
Yeah. And on one of them, you love America.
Yeah.
And on another one, you hate America.
Called Know Your Audience.
Exactly. Or fool your audience every once in a while. How about we'll talk a little Canopy in a minute?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.